Be faithful in wherever you are right now. Do it to the best of your ability. Do it because it's right and do it right, and God will promote that.
Of all the prerequisites for promotion, integrity stands out as the number one attribute for success. Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons for more insights into God's plan for promotion on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back with us today talking about promotion. I don't know anybody that doesn't want to be promoted.
I don't either.
Increase and go to higher things.
That's right. That's right.
So the Word of God gives us some instruction about what to do in order to be promoted.
That's right.
Pastor's going to talk to us about it.
Gloria, thank you. This is our last Friday on this series together. Thank you for allowing me to be with you.
Thank you for coming.
I have such a good time. We have such a good time with you.
We enjoy this
together on these broadcasts. And all of the outlines that Gloria and I have done here, they're available to you right now, kcm.org.
Praise God.
Just go to the picture of Gloria and me and click onto it, and it'll take you directly to the outlines, and you can study them. And really, they can go back and watch these broadcasts with these outlines and really develop an inner image of seeing yourself being promoted.
Amen.
It is God's will for you to be promoted. It is God's will. There's a scripture in Philippians, the first chapter, that talks about the good work that God started in you. He will develop it. He will promote it. He will get you to the place that you need to be. So you are on a path to promotion.
Yeah.
You just begin to receive that promotion by faith. And I believe that you will have the best jobs. You'll have the best employment. People will put you in charge. You will go on, and you may end up running the company that you're working for, or the Lord will give you a company. It all depends on what you do, with the Word that talks about promotion.
You stick with God, He'll stick with you.
Well, okay. There is a gloryism right there. You stick with God, and God will stick with you. It is the truth. It is the truth. Now, where promotion is concerned, this last week, we've been talking about prerequisites to promotion. What was it that caused David to be promoted? What were the things when David was out in the field with the sheep, and Samuel came to Jesse and looked at all of his sons, and the Lord said, God does not look on the outward appearance. He looks on the heart. He looks on the inside. What was it that David had that qualified him to become king of Israel? Well, we've been through some of these, and we're going to talk about the last one today. But so far this week, we've talked about what you need to prepare for promotion is a servant's heart.
Yes.
You need to walk in humility, be diligent, be faithful.
Yeah.
And today, Gloria, we're talking about integrity.
Okay.
We are talking about being a person of integrity. This is big. This is big. You know, in this day and hour that we live in, it is a rare thing to see people of integrity. I'm amazed. You know, we have at our home, we have a pool there at the house, and we've had work done on the pool, and sometimes we'll have people come in to fix the pool or do things around the house. I am just amazed at how many people don't show up. They tell you that they're going to be there at a certain time, and
that's
they don't call. They don't let you know. They don't show up. And Terry
and
has...
they don't get invited back.
They do not get invited back. Terry will have... and Terry's pretty much in charge of all of the projects of the house.
That's a good thing.
I'm over the accounting department.
Andy, that's a good thing.
So
you're the bottom liner.
She takes care of all of the phone calls and all the people that we bring in to do that work. It is amazing to me. She will clear her schedule on a morning, and this guy says, well, I'll be here at 10 o'clock, and we'll go over the yard together and we'll take a look at it. 10 o'clock comes and it goes. No phone call. Finally, noon, she calls and the guy said, well, something happened to our truck and it broke down and I couldn't be there. Excuses, excuses, excuses.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the ones who are going to prosper. I'll tell you the ones who are going to be the most benefit. The people that have the most integrity are going to be the ones that'll get all the work.
Sure.
If you have a company.
Depended on.
Yeah, you can depend on them. If you have a company, you make a determination that you're going to walk in all of these prerequisites for promotion, and especially integrity. If you are a company of integrity, you will be covered up with business. People will be looking for you if you are a person of integrity. I'll tell you, people are going to come looking for you. They will seek you out. You have an agent. The Holy Ghost is our agent. And He knows what we do. He knows what we're capable of doing. And He will find you in the deepest resources of what recesses of whatever business you're working in. And He will get you out of there just like He got Joseph out of prison.
Right.
He got Joseph out of prison and put him before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh put Joseph right under him in his leadership. It is truly an amazing thing.
It's
the biblical principles of promotion. But we have, God has His part. We have ours. And our part is walking in integrity. Let's take a look.
What was your first job here? I asked you that the other day. Your first job at KCM.
Well, Kenneth brought me on board to start the in-house art department. But before I started the in-house art department, I came right into the middle of a project that was going on, and we were sending out a flyer to the partner list with a cassette tape in it, and they needed help because everybody on staff was doing it. All 12 people were gathered together, and they'd set up these tables. And so Doug said, before you start the art department, I need you to stuff those envelopes. Well, I had a choice to make. I could have said, I don't want to. Kenneth hired me to do the art department. I don't do that kind of work.
I'm too important.
I'm too important. I'm too important. I could have gotten aggravated with it.
You could have gotten axed.
I could have gotten axed as well. That's exactly right. But you know, my dad taught me this as I was growing up. All I have ever wanted to do is to be a help. Now, I haven't been the best at that throughout especially my young years. But I endeavored to do so. I endeavored to be of value.
Yes,
you can be valuable to someone. Is there somebody right now that is looking for you? I believe that the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries get the very best jobs that are
Praise
out there.
God.
Because we are people of integrity.
You can depend on them.
And it's said more times than I've heard over the years that when people describe Kenneth Copeland Ministries and Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, they describe them as people of integrity.
Praise God.
If Kenneth and Gloria Copeland give you their word on something, it is done. Because
Amen.
Listen to this, Gloria, how can people, they don't connect the dots on this one. People, they have no integrity in their lives, but then they expect God's word to be a word of integrity. And the more integrity you have in the things that you say and the things that you do, the more the integrity of the word of God will work for you. Because you have faith in that word.
Yeah.
And you have faith in your own word. So I endeavor to be a man of integrity.
Amen. That's right.
And my words, if I give my word, and I remember one time we were meeting with somebody at the hangar, and Brother Copeland was going to meet us there. John, your son, was there with us, and it was John, somebody else, myself, and we were meeting at 1 o'clock. Well, 1 o'clock came and went, no Kenneth. And John and I are like,
very unusual.
This is most unusual. Well, about 1:15 or so, Brother Copeland comes walking up the stairs. And he stands there and he looks at us and he says, guys, I want to repent for being late. He said, I was stuck. And we all know around here what it means to be stuck at the train tracks.
Yes,
there's a train track right by here.
Long train.
The long train. And sometimes you can sit there for 5 minutes or more waiting for that train to go by. Well, Brother Copeland got caught at the train stop, and it made him late. So John said this. John said, well, Daddy, he said, you were just late a few minutes.
That was not the right thing to say.
Kenneth looked at him and he said, John, late is late. Whether it's a minute or 5 or 10, late is late.
I've never heard this story before.
And I locked that one down in my...
You remembered
it.
Oh,
I remember that one. Mm-hmm. I remember that one. And Gloria, I've made a few doozy mistakes in my years at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You guys have been so good to me.
But you survived.
I survived it. But there was one time at a meeting many years ago, my responsibility was to go walk over to the hotel and escort Kenneth over to the venue. It was just...
When we were downtown?
I forgot where we were.
We were in a meeting.
We were in a meeting somewhere, Nashville or someplace. Anyway, we weren't driving him to the venue. This is a long time ago, maybe my first year. And so they told me, walk to the hotel, go up to Kenneth's room, escort him over to the meeting. And so I was being diligent at the meeting. I was working the book table and I forgot to get him. And all of a sudden, one of the guys said to me, aren't you supposed to get Kenneth? I said, oh my gosh, what time is it? Well, at least I was working, you know?
Yeah. So better than sleeping.
I ran across the park, and I could see halfway, there's Kenneth Copeland by himself.
Oh.
So I ran across the park. I ran up to him. He's just walking with his Bible. And I ran, I stopped, I turned around, and just walked with him. Neither of us said a word. He did not say a word to me, not one word. And I walked him to the venue and delivered him backstage. And I think on the way, I may have said, I'm sorry, I was shaking. I'm sorry I was late. But he didn't say one word to me. But you know, the whole thing made such a mark on me that I was never, ever late again. So we have to
be... You learn.
I learn, and the Lord will help us with this. So let's look at the scriptures. We got to get into this. I'm getting all these stories here. Psalm 26, the walk of integrity. In verse 11, this is what David said. As for me, I will walk in my integrity. Isn't
Amen.
That good?
Yes.
That should
good.
Be our confession. As for
our
me...
Our word is good.
I will walk in my integrity. My word is good. When I give my word, I keep my word. In Proverbs 20, verses 6 and 7, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? The just man walks in his integrity. His children
yes, that's right.
are blessed after him.
Praise God.
I'll tell you, Gloria, you and Kenneth have done a great job training us and us training our kids
Praise
in
God.
The things that of integrity.
Thank you, Lord.
Of integrity. You have really put that down on the inside of us.
Praise
I see that. I see that in my son. I see that in my daughter.
Good.
They are people of integrity.
Praise
so
Lord.
We thank you for that.
Praise God.
In 2 Corinthians 3:2, in the message, your very life is a letter that anyone can read just by looking at you. So we're being watched. We're being studied. Believers are being studied to see if we are who we say we are.
Unbelievers are being studied as well.
Mm-hmm, they are. They really are. Everybody's reading us like a book. And people look at believers, especially people who believe in the Lord, they look at us extra hard because they're expecting more out of us and from us. They're
some
studying.
Some people really hope we'll flunk the test.
They do. But they study our actions. They study what we do and how we keep our word. And guys, we have got to be the very best on the job. We have to be the
our
people
word
of
is
integrity.
Good.
If you're expecting to be promoted, you'd better be a person of integrity.
Amen. That's right.
There is a greater demand for integrity from us because of who we represent.
Yes, that's right.
In Psalm 15,
praise God.
It says in verse 1, "Who may worship in your sanctuary, Lord? Who may enter your presence on your holy hill?" That's on part B, letter B.
B, 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 B.
B, 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 B.
Okay, I got it.
Let's see. "Those who may enter your presence on your holy hill." The answer is those who lead blameless lives and do what is right, speaking the truth from sincere hearts. Those who refuse to gossip or harm their neighbors or speak evil of their friends. Those who despise flagrant sinners and honor the faithful followers of the Lord and keep their promises even when it hurts. Those who lend money without charging interest, and those who cannot be bribed who cannot be bribed to lie about the innocent. Such people will stand firm forever." So Psalm 15 really is a defining moment for us where integrity is concerned. People of integrity keep their word.
That's right.
People of integrity do the right thing.
Praise
I have a little
God.
Book here, Gloria, that you wrote called True Prosperity that I've been reading on.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about faithfulness and you talk about integrity. You said here, "A faithful person," and you can say a person of integrity, "consistently does what is right, even if it looks like it could be for his disadvantage." And then you quoted Psalm 106:3, "Blessed are they who maintain justice, who continually do what is right."
Praise God.
So God is looking for people who will do the right thing. And for instance, I give a couple of examples down at the bottom, returning the rental car in better shape than when you found it. That's integrity. And then this one, it's a story I heard about you many years ago. You asked permission from a salesperson to use a safety pin. One of their safety pins. You saw it sitting on the table and you needed it for one reason. You needed to pin something. And instead of just grabbing a safety pin, Gloria asked permission if she could use that safety pin. Well, Gloria, that may seem like a very small thing, but that was a very big thing because of your integrity, the integrity. And then, of course, Brother Copeland, he always gives airplanes in top shape.
Oh, yeah.
Before an airplane leaves this property and is sown into another ministry, which you've been involved in over 35 aircrafts over the years, whether sewing them or paying for them or paying money towards them. Whenever one of Kenneth Copeland Ministries' aircrafts or vehicles or equipment leaves the property, it is always in top shape. We do not give junk. That's integrity.
Kid would rather sew it than sell it,
That's exactly right. He'd rather sew it than sell it.
Yeah.
And then finally, in the last few moments, in your second page there, Gloria, in Galatians 6, it says, "You'll reap what you sow. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he shall also reap." And again, people do not connect the dots and realize the connection between integrity and promotion. And I'll give you a good example. Walmart could start a Fortune 500 company with the money from goods that are stolen every year. I found that research and found that. And I'll give you an example, quick example of this. We were at a Walmart one time and Terry went in to try on a pair of jeans. She went into the dressing room, tried on the pair of jeans, and she reached into the pocket, and there was an opened cosmetic case. The wrapping on it, the packaging of it was open, and the cosmetic was gone. She took it out to the lady, and she said, "Yeah, women do that all the time. They go in there to try on clothes, and they will take cosmetics in there with them. They'll open that up, take it, put it in their purse, and leave the trash in their pocket."
That's called stealing.
That is called stealing. God is looking for people of integrity.
Yes.
And we want to show you a testimony right now of a young man that came up in our church, that went on in business, and finally became a pastor, who he walked in integrity one day, and that one action of integrity changed his life forever. Take a look, and Gloria and I will be right back.
My name is Devon Alexander, and I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. Well, I'm married to Stacy Alexander. We've been married for 7 years, and we have 3 children. And we moved from California to be here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And in 1997, I started working for KCM as an electrician assistant. And I worked in partner service and distribution, and I also worked for Eagle Mountain as the junior high youth minister at Eagle Mountain. And from working here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, I had started out in a bakery, a minimum wage job. I was wondering, why did I move to Charlotte, North Carolina? I didn't move to Charlotte to work at a bakery. It was the only job that was offered, and so here I am. My boss is 18 years old. She's yelling at me all the time. And I did not like working at that bakery. But I will say this, it wasn't until I got my attitude right. I had a bad attitude when I first started working there. And at some point, I had a conversation with the Lord. And I said, Lord, if this is what you want me to do forever, I will do this forever with a good attitude. Right after that, I kid you not, right after my attitude shifted, I got an opportunity to work at a Fortune 500 company. They're a big bank, and it was an entry-level position, making $28,500. I began to work at this company, and they had a rule there that you had to work in your position for at least a year before you can post to another position. And so I enjoyed that entry-level position, but I would take breaks and walk around outside. And one day I found a wallet just laying on a bench outside. And I looked at it, opened it up. Obviously, I didn't know who the person was, but there was money in it. So I grabbed the wallet and I went back inside. As I jumped in the elevator was pretty full. There were people in the elevator. We go up to the top floors where I worked, and I got off and dropped the wallet off at the security desk. And little did I know, I got back to my desk, and all of a sudden, all my managers within 20 minutes were at my desk, patting me on the back, supervisors, just saying, great job, what integrity you have, what character you have. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? And they're like, oh, you found that wallet and you turned it in. And I'm like, how in the world did you know that? And they're like, well, on the elevator with you was a manager of another department, and he observed you turning the wallet in. And he saw it, he found out who you were, he emailed us, and we wanted to pat you on the back and commend you for turning that wallet in. You turned it in with money. Man, that's integrity and character. You're the type of person we're looking for. Well, that's about 3-4 months of me working there that happened. Didn't think too much about it. Well, a couple of months later, they gave us an opportunity to post for another position before the year was up. And I interviewed for it. I did not get the position. They told me that the timing wasn't right. I wasn't ready for it. And so they declined me receiving that position. So I go back to work and in my entry-level job. And little did I know that 48 hours later, I get a phone call from the man that interviewed me saying, listen, we want to offer you the job. We don't want to interview you again. If you want the job, you can take it right now. And I thought, well, yes, I want the job, but what happened? They said, well, the manager of this department is the guy that saw you find the wallet, turn it in, and give it to the security desk with money in it. And he said, if this guy is on our team, I can train him. We want guys on our team with integrity and character. We can train him, so we've got to offer him the position. Within a year, my salary doubled working in this position. And so I did not think that promotion was going to happen because I turned that wallet in. It was just integrity and character through the teaching that I learned, and to see Pastor George, Pastor Terry, the Copelands live the word was a blessing to me as well. So I would say I put an emphasis on the word being taught, the word of prosperity, the word of increase. Just impacted my life, where now I believe it's taken me to places that I never dreamed of before. There was another opportunity for a job that came up, and so I went for that job. And what's funny about this particular job was they were asking me questions in the interview process. I had no idea what they were asking me. There were times I had to stop and say, listen, I don't understand the question. Can you rephrase the question? And I'm thinking, man, I'm bombing this interview. But little did I know that they offered me the job 3 days later. And so in a short period of time, I make $120,000. starting out at 28,500 3 years prior, and God's blessing was on me, His favor. And so my advice would be faithful in wherever you are right now. Do it to the best of your ability. Do it because it's right and do it right, and God will promote that.
It's offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and Sister Gloria and I want to thank all of our partners,
amen.
All of our faithful partners.
We're so grateful.
My goodness, you guys just give and sow into this ministry.
Amen.
And I'm going to read a scripture to you that's all about you. It says here that, it says, he that sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. So you've been sowing bountifully. Every man according as he's purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. God loves a cheerful giver. And listen to the result. Here's the result, and this belongs to you. God is able to make
all grace
abound towards you, that you, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And I'll read the Amplified. It says, God is able to make all grace, every favor, earthly blessing come to you so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support. And you are, I like this, Gloria, you are furnished in abundance. You are furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation.
Yes, amen.
Thank you for your giving, and we believe that you are furnished in abundance.
That's the will of God for me.
That is the will of God.
I receive it.
Amen,
Thank
Gloria.
Thank you, Pastor
Amen.
George.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. If you missed any of the broadcasts this week, watch them free on our website, kcm.org, or on our Roku channel. Go to church this weekend. If you're in the Fort Worth area, we want to invite you to come to Eagle Mountain International Church, where Pastor George and Terry Pearsons are the pastors. They preach the good word every week.
Amen.
Glory to God. And join Kenneth next week on the broadcast. He'll be here. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearsons reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/give or call 800-600-7395. This is the time for miracles. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. We just finished 3 weeks of broadcast. I want you to know we got into that, and the Lord began to take us through areas that I'm going to tell you right now. We got into some things that I got in there, and I wondered, where is this going? And it turned out to be one of the most powerful times in the Word of God.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.